The House has passed a continuing resolution providing funding for many fiscal 2007 programs, including those that deal with health. Mary Agnes, could you give us the details?
The CR, as it's called, includes $463.5 billion in fiscal 2007 appropriations, including several focused on health care programs. For example, the National Institutes of Health would receive a $620 million increase, boosting the agency's funding to $28.9 billion. Funding for global HIV/AIDS, TB, and malaria programs would receive an additional $1.3 billion, raising funding for the President's AIDS Relief Plan to $4.5 billion. The measure also provides $3.6 billion more for veterans' health care than in fiscal 2006 and $1.2 billion more for defense health care.
Now that the House has passed the bill, what are prospects for action in the Senate, Mary Agnes?
The measure passed easily in the House by a vote of 286 to 140, with 57 Republicans voting for it, although many Republicans complained that the chamber's consideration of the measure did not allow for amendments. The bill's path in the Senate is expected to be far more complicated. While the Senate is expected to clear the bill, senators are usually given the opportunity to offer more amendments than House members. In a procedural move, Senate Democratic leaders could fill what's known as the amendment tree, and that would block consideration of GOP amendments. But some Senate Republicans are already voicing concerns about such an approach.
Is there a deadline for action?
The bill, which would fund the government through the end of the fiscal year, must be cleared by February 15th to prevent a government shutdown. On that date, a stopgap spending law now funding the government expires.
President Bush's fiscal 2008 budget request will be released today, February 5th. What can health care providers expect?
Many fear the administration will make cuts in Medicare and Medicaid as a way to finance other priorities. Hospital groups and other providers, for example, anticipate cuts in the range of $60 to $65 billion over the next 5 years, a move that Democrats would likely fight. The administration's view of reauthorization of the State Children's Health Insurance Program, or SCHIP, is also expected to be in the budget, as is funding to build an electronic, rapid learning healthcare network for medical researchers.
A Senate panel has approved legislation to prohibit genetic discrimination. When will the full Senate consider the bill, Mary Agnes?
The Senate is expected to pass the legislation after the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee approved the bill on a vote of 19 to 2. The measure would forbid health insurers and employers from requiring people to submit to genetic testing or from using genetic information to deny people insurance coverage, raise insurance premiums, or hire or fire workers. But some business groups, including the Chamber of Commerce, say that the bill is not necessary because many states already have laws prohibiting genetic discrimination and that creating a new federal law, rather, would simply add an extra layer of federal regulation. The Senate bill would not preempt existing state laws.
What are prospects for House action?
While the Senate has passed the bill unanimously with that action in 2003 and 2005, the House has never voted on the measure. Democratic control is sure to change that scenario, and committee consideration has already begun. At a House Education and Labor Subcommittee hearing on the bill, Chairman Robert Andrews, a Democrat from New Jersey, said that a bipartisan consensus was emerging to pass the bill, and its sponsor, Louise Slaughter, a Democrat from New York, said she has about 180 co-sponsors, equally divided between Democrats and Republicans, who support her measure to ban genetic discrimination. In addition to the Education and Labor panel, two other House committees, Ways and Means and Energy and Commerce, also have jurisdiction over the measure, and negotiations are ongoing between the committees on moving the bill, Slaughter said.
The Food and Drug Administration has announced a plan to improve its monitoring of drugs once they hit the market. Mary Agnes, can you tell us about that?
In September, the Institute of Medicine criticized the agency for its efforts to monitor drugs once they hit the market and said the FDA needed more resources and authority to monitor and ensure the safety of drugs. The report also suggested that FDA take steps such as placing a precautionary symbol on the labels of new drugs and making clinical trials and documents associated with drug approvals public. The FDA said it basically agreed with many of the IOM's findings and would take steps to correct problems.
What are some of those steps?
Among other changes, the FDA said it will create an advisory committee to help it communicate data about drug risks, and the agency also said that it would publish a newsletter reporting discoveries of side effects or other safety issues concerning drugs. FDA officials also announced a new partnership with the Veterans Health Administration that will give FDA access to databases that track prescriptions and how patients reacted to those drugs. And FDA is hoping to strike similar agreements with other government health programs, such as Medicare and Medicaid, and private health insurers, such as Blue Cross. But FDA said it would not implement the IOM recommendations that FDA publicly release all documents related to drug approvals.
What's been the reaction on Capitol Hill?
Senator Charles Grassley, a Republican from Iowa, who's been one of the agency's harshest critics, praised the FDA's announcement but said that the agency must work harder to change its culture, including, in Grassley's words, implementing decisions that will respect the scientific process and scientific dissent. Senator Edward Kennedy, a Democrat from Massachusetts, also praised the FDA's response to the IOM report, but added that Congress must enact legislation to give the agency the tools that it needs to ensure the safety of drugs. Kennedy, along with Senator Mike Enzi, a Republican from Wyoming, have reintroduced legislation that they proposed in the 109th Congress to require drug makers and the FDA to engage in better safety planning before a drug is approved for release while improving the FDA's response to risks identified once the drug is on the market.
Thank you for your time, Mary Agnes Carey, for Congressional Quarterly.